ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पाधृतविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमीड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि यथाग्ने दाहिका शक्ति रामकृष्णे सिता किया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहं प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् सक्ता कर्मण्यविद्वांसो यथा कुर्वन्ति भारत कुर्याद्विद्वांस्तथा सक्तः चिकीर्षुर्लोकसङ्ग्रहम् न बुद्धिभेदं जनयेदज्ञानां कर्मसङ्गिनां जोषयेत् सर्वकर्माणि विद्वान् युक्तः समाचरन् भगवान् इस् अड्वैसिङ्ग् अर्जुन टु पेर्फार्म् पञ्चमहायज्ञ आर् स्वधर्म इस् डे टु डे ड्यूटीस् इफ् ही कन्सिडर्स् हिम्सेल्फ् एस् एन् अज्ञानि इग्नोरेण्ट् पर्सन् फार् दि सेक् आफ् चित्तशुद्धि फार् दि सेक् आफ् योग्यता प्राप्ति all the duties have to be performed as Ishwara Puja. By that a person will get maturity in life and ultimately he will go for Jnana Vichara and attain the Atma Jnana. If Arjuna considers himself as a Jnani, though a Jnani doesn't have any compulsion to do any duties, Bhagavan here advises, as long as a jnani lives in the society, he has to conduct himself as a model person, as a sreshta purushaha, for the sake of lokasangraham, for the sake of welfare of the world, he has to perform all his duties, even though there is nothing he is going to gain by that performance of duty. A jnani should never disturb an immature person who is very much attached to karma and karma phalam, who is very much attached to the bhoga. He should not disturb by telling that this karma and other rituals are unnecessary. They are not going to give you ultimate freedom. The person is not yet ready for this teaching. When he is a child having lot of balloons and toys in his life, a jnani, a wise person, should not disturb that person. Instead, he has to encourage that person to perform all the duties as the worship of the Lord. He has to encourage him even earning lot of wealth and money and share with the needy one. He has to encourage that person to expand his mind beyond the physical identities, beyond the physical relatives, and he has to encourage that person how to observe the world, how to observe the life situation and how to learn the lessons from the life situation. So as a conclusion, Bhagavan told, whether you are a jnani or ajnani, hey Arjuna, you have to perform your duties as long as you stay in the world. Then the question comes, if both ajnani and jnani have to perform their duties, what is the difference between them? Both are going to do some action, both are going to reap some phalam. In what way a jnani is greater than the ajnani? This question is answered in the following three shlokas. प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि गुणैः कर्माणि सर्वशः अहङ्कारविमूढात्मा कर्ताहम् इति मन्यते. द कण्डीशन् आफ् एन् अज्ञानी इस् एक्स्प्लेन्ड् इन् दिस् श्लोक. वाट् इस् द डिफ्रेन्स् बिट्वीन् ए वैस् पर्सन् अण्ड् इग्नोरेण्ट्? What is the difference between their performance of action? We all know superficially the difference is Ajnani works for fulfillment or Purnatvam. He thinks that he lacks Purnatvam, therefore he wants to fulfill himself, therefore he goes for fulfillment of some desire and does some action. Ajnani works for Purnatvam, therefore it is a burden for him. That's why everyone likes weekends. As even Friday evening comes, everybody jumps. Why? Because there is a burden, there is an idea of burden. And any adventure is full of anxieties, full of fears. So, Ajnani works for Purnatvam, whereas Jnani works with Purnatvam or out of Purnatvam. Jnani also works, but his work is with Purnatvam or out of Purnatvam. Therefore, all the actions of a Jnani becomes a drama. It is full of compassion, driven by compassion. Jnani's actions are driven by compassion towards the world, welfare of the world. And Ajnani's actions are driven by desires for the sake of fulfillment. Ajnani considers himself as a karta, as a doer, but Jnani considers himself as a akarta, as a non-doer, as a sakshi, as a witness, as atma. Jnani considers himself as an all-pervasive entity, whereas Ajnani considers himself as a karta, as an ahankaraha. Every individual is a mixture of both ahankaraha and atma. What do you mean by ahankaraha? The ahankaraha word is translated in English as ego. It leads a lot of confusion. The word ego or ahankara has two types of meanings in two different contexts. In the context of Dharma Shastram, in the context of ethics and morality, ahankaraha means pride or vanity, as opposed to humility. In the context of ethics and morality, the word ahankaraha means pride or vanity. It is opposed to humility. But in the Vedantic context, ahankaraha means sabhasa karya karana sanghataha. It means body-mind complex is called ahankaraha or ego, which is born out of matter. Body and mind are the products of matter, material principle. It is getting sentiency because of the reflection of the atma. In the mind, atma is reflected. Therefore, only the mind gets sentiency. Like this inert fan. If fan is moving, there is some power, invisible electricity, which is activating this inert fan. Similarly, the inert body-mind complex is sentient because of the reflection of the consciousness. Atma is a blessing principle, therefore it is called higher self. Ahankaraha is a blessed matter, body-mind complex, therefore it is called lower self. We saw the nature of the Atma in the second chapter. Atma is the higher self, the higher meaning of the word I. Everybody says I. So what is the higher meaning of that word I? That is Atma. According to the scriptural revelation, its intrinsic nature is consciousness. It's a very, very intrinsic nature of the individual. It is Anantaha. Whereas Ahankaraha is the lower self or lower I, incidental nature of the individual. Atma is Anantaha, therefore Sarvagataha, all pervasive one, but Ahankaraha, this body-mind complex, happened to be Alpagataha. It is limited by time and space. Atma is Nitya Vastu, whereas Ahankaraha is Anityaha. It is subject to old age and death and with lot of problems and modifications. And Atma is nirvikaraha, whereas ahankara is savikaraha. Six types of modifications we saw in the second chapter. Atma is akarta, being all pervasive one, it cannot move. Action means movement, so all pervasive entity cannot move, therefore atma happened to be akarta. Since it is akarta, it is abhokta also. Since it is a non-doer, it is non-experiencer also. But whereas ahankara is karta and bhokta. Atma is nitya muktaha, ever free, but ahankara is nitya samsari. All these ideas about both ahankara and atma we saw in the second chapter, between the 12th shloka to 25th shloka. And it is your choice to claim any one aspect as your nature. Shastra says, the glory of human mind is, you can choose to disown your lower I, and you have the right to own up your higher I. You have that capacity. It is the privilege given to only for human mind, that it can think whether I am really the lower one, whether I am really a lower personality, lower individual, or I am the all pervasive consciousness. Here Ajnani claims himself as ahankaraha. He always identifies himself with the body mind complex, so he remains always as lower I. Since lower I is nityam apurna vastu, nityam apurna vastu means it is always apurna, it is always limited by something or the other, so he considers himself also nityam apurnaha. Body mind complex has some problem. Since he is attached to that body mind complex, he identifies with that body mind complex. The problems of the body mind complex becomes his own problem. Then what he does, he tries to solve those problems. He tries to become purnaha by adding another purnaha. He tries to become purnaha by adding another apurna vastu. He considers himself that I am lacking money, therefore I lack comfort, therefore I lack happiness, fulfillment I lack. Therefore if I bring wealth in my life, I will be a purnaha. If I bring people in my life, I will be purnaha. If I bring conducive atmosphere in my life, I will be purnaha. All these notions drive this person to go for some action or the other, but the result will be apurnam plus apurnam is equal to apurnam. Finite plus finite, any number of finite is equal to always finite. Therefore his lot will be always as apurna vastu. In the Mandukya Karika, Gaudapada Acharya says, if you consider yourself as body mind complex in reality, if you consider yourself as a person who is in bondage, don't do any sadhana. Don't try to become free from bondage. Because however much you try, since it happened to be your real nature, the bondage happened to be your real nature, you cannot get out of it. What is the criterion to be a real nature? What is the nature of fire? Heat is the nature of the fire. It is always hot. Morning also hot, evening also hot. In Russia also it is hot, India also it is hot. That which can never be changed is called the reality. If you consider the limitations as your reality, then it is ridiculous to try to get away from that reality called limitation. Therefore, na bhavati amrutam martyam, na martyam amrutam tatha, prakrute ranyata bhavaha, kathanchit na bhavishyati. Never try to become free once you consider yourself in bondage in reality. If you consider yourself as an individual, if individuality is your real nature, never try to become free from that individuality, because it is not possible. Since it is your, you consider it as your real nature. So he is permanently, the Ajnani is permanently dissatisfied. Any amount of struggle, any amount of external achievements doesn't satisfy him. He starts his life as an ordinary illiterate child and ends his life as a powerful, intelligent and wealthy person, but that unhappiness always continues. In childhood also, he started crying, quack, quack, quack. Where it is, where it is. Quack, quack means where it is. Same cry at the deathbed also continues. That is the lot of the person. Therefore, Vedanta says, the problems of the body-mind complex becomes your problem once you consider yourself as body-mind complex. In Tamil, they will say, Vedalathukku vaakapatta murunga mara yeranum. If you marry a devil, where you have to live? In a tree only you can live. Similarly, you have married the devil called body-mind complex. How you will live happily in a safe place? So you have to hang upside down and you have to face all the consequences. Death of your body becomes your death. Disease of your body becomes your disease. So Shankaracharya writes in the Adhyasa Bhashyam, it's an introduction given to Brahma Sutra text. It's a beautiful introduction. There he writes, Deha Dharma become his own dharma. He says, Stuloham, Krushoham. I am fat. How much weight? Everybody asks, Swamiji, how much you are weight? Becoming more and more fat. How much you are weight? Weight belong to what? Weight belong to the body. The person considers that I am a hefty one. Krishoham, I am a short one. I am a tall one. I am going. I am doing this action, that action. So all the actions of the body becomes his own action. Then Indriya Dharma becomes his own dharma. He says, Aham Mukaha, Aham Kanaha, Aham Klibaha, Aham Badiraha. He says, I am deaf, I am blind, I am dumb. Like that, all the deafness, dumbness all belong to the Indriya, sense organs. But he considers that dharma of Indriyas as his own dharma. Then problems connected with the bodies become his problem. Connected bodies, that is, problem of this body becomes my problem. Then problem of connected body, wife body, parent body and children body, that problem, even nowadays dog body, becomes my problem. It becomes my problem. That body is having problem. Since I have attachment to this body and this body is connected to another body, the problems of another body becomes my problem. Shankaracharya writes, Putra bharya adishu vikaleshu sakaleshu va ahameva vikalaha sakalaha va iti bahya dharman adhyasyati. All the external dharma, bahya dharma means all the external properties of the external body becomes his own properties, his own problem. In short, he goes to one suffering to another suffering. That's all. His lot will be one suffering to another suffering by going through one body to another body, which is called nothing but samsaraha, trying to make purnatvam, trying to achieve purnatvam. Purnatvam can never be achieved. Anything is achieved can never be purnaha. Anything which is achieved can never be infinite, because before achievement it was not with you. It is limited by time. It is going to be a future affair. Then it is ridiculous to try to become purnaha. As far as jnani is concerned, he has already recognized his higher nature. Though every individual has two natures, lower one, higher one, ahankara and atma, jnani claims himself as atma. He discovered himself as an higher self. He remains always in higher self and uses ahankara, that is lower self, for transaction. He does not try to make ahankara as purna vastu. He never tries to make this body as a perfect one with good health, without any disease, without even death. All other ignorant people, you can try, entire cosmetic world is for that only. Crores of money is spent because of what notion? That I am body. If I apply something rose color or red color or something, I will become rose color and red color. Are your skin will become rose color or red color, but you cannot become rose color and red color. If I put some lipstick there, I will become beautiful. Lips will become beautiful, or lips may become beautiful, but you can never become beautiful. All the cosmetic industry is driven by this one particular notion that I am lower self, I lack something in my personality, therefore I have to develop my personality, I have to make perfect one. And with regard to is mind. Mind can never be perfected. Mind can never be perfected. It is impossible because mind is a combination of sattva, rajas and tamas. One time or the other time, any one of the aspects of the mind will be predominant. During sleep, if rajas is predominant, you will not get sleep. That time, tamas has to be predominant. So all the three qualities of the mind will be predominant at one time or the another time. So it is ridiculous to work to make the mind as perfect and to make the body as perfect. But this ajnani tries in that line only, which happened to be the impossible goal. Whereas jnani understood that he is already perfect by his own intrinsic nature, and whatever happens to his body becomes an happening with regard to something other than himself. So he never tries to make his ahankara or body mind complex as a perfect one, as free from limitations. Ahankara will have a lot of limitations. Lower I, this ahankara, becomes a role in his life. He is not disturbed, even if that role disturbs him, even if his body disturbs him through disease, even if his mind disturbs him through some emotion, he is not disturbed. He enjoys that disturbing role also. He says, oh mind, oh today you are angry. He will talk to his own mind, oh today you are angry it seems. About whom you are angry, like that. He will be an objectifying person. He will objectify his own mind, his own body. From the vision of higher self, all the problems of lower I, lower self, ahankara, becomes insignificant to him. Not that problems will not be there for a jnani. His body also will have hunger, his body also will have disease and death. He is not going to become free from disease and death. He is not going to become completely free from kama krodhati. There will be krodha also in a jnani. If he finds there is an injustice in the society, he will even try to kill that person who is injustice. That's what in avataras did. Bhagavan Krishna himself is the sakshi for that. He got angry against people who did the adharma. Ramji got angry towards the people who were adharmic. Not that he is completely free from the anger, but that anger which happened to the emotion, one particular emotion, is handled as a weapon whenever he wanted it. The ignorant person case is, anger handles this person. Jnani handles the anger, but the ignorant person is handled by the emotions of the mind. Therefore, from the vision of this higher glory, from the vision of this higher nature of his own self, in front of that higher nature, all the problems become insignificant. In Ramayana, there is an incident. Hanumanji was asked to go to Himalaya to bring back the aushadhi, that Sanjeevani aushadhi, a type of herbal which will help the person who is, Ramji and Lakshmanji were lying down because of Nagapasha. So therefore, in order to cure them, this Sanjeevani aushadhi was needed. Therefore, Hanumanji was asked to go there. So before going, Jambavan told all the descriptions of that aushadhi. Hanumanji went urgently because within one night he has to come back bringing the aushadhi. While going, he forgot all the descriptions of the aushadhi. Three or four places Hanumanji has the forgetfulness. One place is this. So after going there, he was searching, nothing happened. So he thought, I have no time. Instead of searching for this particular herb, I will carry the entire Himalaya. So when he stands in front of the Himalaya, Himalaya is very huge, very huge. So he was not even 1/10 of that Himalaya, his Akriti. What he did not try to handle the Himalaya, he did not try to destroy that Himalaya as a powder. What he did, he grew infinitely. He grew in such a way, huge form he took, that Himalaya became an ordinary pebble in his hand. He has not handled the Himalaya at all. He has not done anything with the external Himalaya, but he grew. He grew infinitely in front of this infinite form. Infinite form is very huge form. Himalaya became ordinary stone. He can happily carry the ordinary stone and fly also. Carrying the stone, you cannot walk even, you cannot move. This person can fly also. So in front of his huge form,
Himalaya became an ordinary stone. Vedanta Shastra says this is the solution for all the problems of life. You cannot handle this world because it is too huge. You cannot handle it. You cannot expect external world will be conducive for you. You cannot expect people will be conducive for you. You cannot expect setup will be conducive for you, for your happiness. Because it is driven by its own selfish attitude. Everybody is going towards its own fulfillment. Everybody considers themselves as ignorant. Therefore, everybody considers themselves as lacking something. Therefore, everybody has a desire to fulfill themselves. There will be always agenda in their bag. Luggage will be there. So how can you expect that all will come and love you unconditionally? Vedanta says this expectation itself is based on a wrong notion that there is a solution outside. There is no solution outside. It is with you. You have to grow infinitely. In front of that growth, all the problems of the external world will become an insignificant one. This is the uniqueness of Vedanta Shastra. All other sciences, all other shastras, whether it is secular or religious, all other scriptures, whether it is Hindu scripture or other religious scriptures, first accepts your limitation as a fact. It says, yes, you are individual, you are so and so, you are human being, you have problems, and the problems was created by the world. The world was created by a God. Then question comes, why God created world? The answer, no, you cannot ask this question. It is blasphemy to question the Lord. You cannot ask this question. Some other people say in a sophisticated way, it is his leela. Are for his game. Leela means game. For his play, should I suffer? So there is no answer for all these questions. All other sciences, all other religious literatures, first accepts your limitation as a fact. Then after accepting the limitation as a fact, then it tries to give some solution to remove that limitation. One Vedanta Acharya Swamiji used to tell, religious preachers will first say, you are sinner. If you say, I have not done any sin, no, Adam done the sin. Great, 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 great grandfather, the name also was given, he did the sin, he disobeyed the law, therefore it is a Moola Papa, it is original sin. The very fact that you are born as a human being, you are sharing that sin. If you buy this notion, this is a notion, not proved by any other scripture or any other white person. If you buy this idea that I am the sinner, immediately the priest appoints himself as the person who can cure this. It is like trade union leaders. There is no problem at all in the company. They will create the problem. After creation of the problem, they will appoint themselves as the negotiators. So all the religious leaders, not only in one particular, in all religion if you go for it, they consider your individuality as a fact. They consider your papa vasana as a fact. And they brand yourself as a papi first. You are a jiva, therefore you are a papi. Then if you buy that idea, if you consider that idea which was given by them as a fact, then whole life you will be eternal trip only. Never getting down. You have to be always in travel. Then they have to run their show, therefore they appoint themselves as the person who can negotiate with your freedom, with your moksha. They say, we are here to give salvation to you. And that salvation will be in this mode only. You have to worship this particular God only. Through that God alone, you will get salvation. All these are all what? Acceptance of the wrong notion, unverified notion. But Vedanta says that your real nature, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, happen to be Nitya Buddha Shuddha Mukta Swarupaha. You are Nitya Muktaha, you are Nitya Shuddha. Where is the question of Papa or Punya? Papa and Punya belong to mind. Let the mind deal with that Papa and Punya, but you don't have Papa and Punya. Death and disease will be properties of the body. Let that body deal with that. Why you bother about it? So therefore,
Vedanta is the only source of wisdom which reveals our real nature, which reveals our higher nature. It dismisses all the notions about ourselves as our lower nature. Vedanta says, you need not do anything with regard to the problems of your body, mind and the external world. Simply recognize your infinite nature, in front of which Himalayan problems become a pebble in your hand. The problems like Himalayan mountain will become an ordinary pebble or ordinary stone in your hand. Not that problems of body mind complex will be absent, not that it will disappear as soon as a person gets a wisdom, not that it will disappear. He also will have enemies, he also will have problems, he also will have diseases, he also will have hunger, he also will have death. But they cannot have the capacity to make this wise person to suffer. They will not have the capacity to hurt this wise person. It will be a mosquito biting. Imagine a mosquito goes and sits on the rhinoceros. You know rhinoceros, one rhinoceros is there. Even bullet cannot go inside. So mosquito goes and says, don't worry, I will not bite you too much. Little bit only I will bite you. Rhinoceros will say, whether you bite or not, who bothers? If you are tired of flying, you sit on me, I will move and you can come. In the case of Yani, in spite of all problems, he will be a happy person. He will never try to fulfill himself, because he understood no attempt to fulfill will be an effective one. Because either I am already full or I can never be full. Either I am already Purnaha or I can never be Purnaha. Any amount of attempt to fulfill myself will be a waste of time. But Ajnani doesn't know this. Ajnani doesn't have the knowledge about this higher self. Therefore, his entire life becomes a struggle, full of struggle. Every situation becomes a threat to his life. Anything, even ordinary class exams, nowadays parents are afraid of exams. Even for function, parent doesn't come. When you ask why you are not come, yesterday great function was there. No Swamiji, exams were there. When I ask exams, what exams, what you are studying? No, for my child exam was there. Child exam becomes his or her exam. That is the problem. Every situation becomes a threat to the entire life. The person thinks that if I fail in this exam, entire life is gone. Some think that if I fail in this love affair, life is gone. If I fail in the marriage life, life is gone. Are without marriage, without love, without wealth, you lived already 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 30 years. Mahamaya capacity, the greatness of this mind is, it will project anything in a nice way and it will show unreal one as a real one. When you forget the screen which is the background, all the shadows will have capacity to hurt you. What happens in the cinema theater? What happens? Before putting on the TV, home theater nowadays comes. Before putting on the TV, you know that it is a simple black screen or white screen. But after putting on, all the shadow images carries away our mind. And when the person who is in the cinema cries, he also cries. When he fights, he also kicks the neighbor. That is the nature of the delusion. In this shloka, Bhagavan describes about the condition, lot of an ajnani. Since he is not aware of that permanent entity called screen, all the shadows of his life will become reality in him. Since he is not aware of his higher reality, all the lower personalities become a real personality. In this shloka, Bhagavan gives a title for this ignorant person. For everyone, there should be some title, na? Title is a mark of honor. Suppose a person is a great musician, he will say, Sangeeta Shiromani. If he is a great Vidwan, Veda Shiromani, like that. Here, Bhagavan gives a title for this ignorant person, Vimudhatma. What is the title? Super fool. In English, Vimudhatma means super fool. Vividham mudaha atma andakaranam yasyasaha vimudhatma. Why is vividham mudaha? Vividham Udaha means one moment he considers his body as the subject, another moment he considers his body as an object. See, any stand you take, you have to be consistent in that stand. Suppose a person thinks morning I am human being, 10 o'clock I am donkey, evening 5 o'clock I am monkey, night some other thing, suppose, what you will consider him? You won't consider him as a sane person. You will consider him as a vimudaha or deluded person or a fool, a great fool. Similarly, here also, every individual, one moment he say, I am so and so age. When he say, in his bio data, what is your name written? Age. Whose age? Not neighbor's age. He writes his age only. What he writes? 30 years or 40 years. Age belongs to body. So all the properties of the body is taken as his own property. Therefore, he considers himself as body. Then another moment when he says, I am hungry. Body doesn't have hunger. That's why dead body don't ask food. Even if you keep 2 days, 3 days, waiting for the relatives to come, it doesn't say, hey, morning, tiffin time over. Yesterday also you did not give anything, please give. It doesn't ask. Body is there as it is. So hunger doesn't belong to body. It belongs to prana. Since prana is absent, hunger also is absent. But he says, I am hungry. I am hungry. When his hand is cut or hurt, immediately what he says? My hand is hurt. See, my means what? Object. My means what? Object. It's a possession. So one moment he says, I am so and so weight, I am so and so age, subject, I. The same body is considered as my. So how can you consider the same thing as subject and object? Either it is subject or object. Take one point. So one moment he goes on, changes his standpoint, whether his body or prana or mind. Sometimes he says, I am angry. And another time he says, I am in confusion. My mind is in confusion. My mind means what? It's an object. You are objectifying it. Therefore only he can be aware of the confusion of the mind and he can say, my mind is in confusion. And says, I am intelligent. Intelligence belongs to buddhi, intellect. So he says, I am intelligent. So one time he goes on, changes locus standi. They call it locus standi. What is your locus standi? What is your opinion about yourself you tell? Morning one time you are telling this, yourself as body. And night after getting all anger, hunger, everything over, night he goes for sleep also. And this next day, I slept well. Who slept well? Who slept well? So all these are all confusion. Therefore, vividham mudaha. Delusion, not in one particular mode, in varieties of modes, he is deluded. That which is understood as the object of experience. So I see the mic is an object of experience. Mic can never say I am mic. Mic can never say I am mic. But I say, I am body one moment, another moment, my body I say. Suppose you imagine, this is my dog, one statement you say. Then I am dog, another statement you say. What people will think? My car and I am car, you tell. People will put you in a hospital. Spouse will tell, something happened to you. But daily, everybody is doing the same thing. Since everybody is doing, none is treated. None is treated. Everybody is sane. A person who questions is, this notion is considered as insane. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna was considered as insane. So that's the lot of the world. Therefore is vimudaha. Another meaning is there, vimudaha. One meaning is vividham mudaha. Delusion in different ways. Another meaning is visheshena mudaha. This delusion is only for human being, not for any other animal. No animal says, I am dog. If it says, I am dog, it remains as dog only. Suddenly it doesn't say, dog body is my body, it doesn't say. So, visheshena mudaha, in English it is called super fool. Bhagavan says, prakrutehe gunaihi karmani kriyamanani. All actions are done by body mind complex. All actions, whether it is secular or religious actions, all actions are done by body mind complex. Prakriti gunaha means body mind complex. Prakriti means what? Prathanam or maya shakti. Prakriti gunaha means product of maya shakti. What is the product of maya shakti? Entire creation is the product of maya shakti. Therefore it is called prakriti gunaha. In short, karya karana sanghataha or ahankaraha, product of matter principle. Therefore it is called ahankaraha. Here Bhagavan says karmani kriyamanani prakritehe gunaihi. All the actions are done by body mind complex only. Sarvashaha karmani kriyamanani. Sarvashaha means under all conditions, all types of actions, whether it is secular and religion. The fact is, Atma being all pervasive cannot do any action, cannot move. When there is no movement, there is no possibility of action. Therefore, being sarvagataha, Atma is akarta. And Prakriti also in its original form, Maya Shakti also cannot do any action, being inert. This mic cannot do any action. This table cannot say, "You are go on misusing me, I will walk out." It will not say. It cannot do any action. But this ahankaraha, which is the in between one, basically it is an inert entity. Basically this body and mind is an inert one, product of the matter. Because of the reflection of the consciousness, it is alive, it is sentient. So this ahankaraha, which is available for all transactions, claims that I am the doer. Atma, being the all-pervasive one, being the illuminator, it illumines the very inert body-mind complex. It illumines the ahankara also, and it is a witness of all the actions of ahankara. This is the fact. Neither Atma can do any action, nor inert body and mind can do any action. But when these both joined together, there is a child called ahankaraha. That ahankaraha claims that I am the doer, I am so and so. In the Ramana Maharishi's life, a story comes. This ahankara is a fellow who doesn't have any local standing. He doesn't stand either this side, Atma side, nor he stands Anatma side. If he is Atma side, he will not say I am doer. If he is in Anatma side, that is inert side, then also he cannot claim that, because claiming happened to be an action of conscious entity, isn't it? Like mike cannot claim. Similarly, this inert body mind also cannot claim. So he is like a person who want to have a marriage food. A person wanted to have a sumptuous marriage food. So he entered the marriage hall. He is neither relative of this side or that side. So he went to kitchen and ordered, "Hey, coffee bring." So the person who was in charge of the kitchen belonged to bridegroom group. So he thought, this person who is ordering coffee belongs to bride's group. Therefore I have to respect him, otherwise problem will come. So he gave coffee. So nicely he fired. Then again afternoon he went to another section. Various dining halls are there. Big marriage function it was. There another group was there. They considered he belonged to that another group. So both were considering this particular individual belonged to another group. So when they met together, this person again asked, "Today no laddu at all?" So that time both were there. Unfortunately for this person, both were there, both group, that bridegroom group and bride's group, both were there. Then they asked, "Who is this person? Is it your relative?" Then that group told, no, we thought it is your relative." So as even they were talking, silently this person went out. Silently this person. Similarly, Vedanta says, when you try to do vichara, who is that person who claims that I am the doer? Who is that person who claims that I am samsari? I am struggling for moksha. I am doing all these spiritual practices. Who is that person? If you do vichara, the person himself will go off. He is not available. He is not an entity. He is not a reality which can stand the vichara.
Similarly, here Bhagavan says, this Ahankara Vimudatma, Ahankara Vimudatma means Ahankarena Vimudaha Atma Antakaranam Yasya. One who is deluded by this notional entity called Ahankaraha, one who has the Deha Abhimanam, I am the body idea, Kartaham Iti Manyate, considers himself as the Karta, Aham Karta Iti Manyate, considers himself as the Karta, as the doer. Once you take this status of Karta, then invariably follows the status of Bhokta. If you claim any doership, naturally you have to receive that karma phalam as the Bhokta. This Kartrutva and Bhoktrutva alone is called Samsaraha in the scriptures. The solution will be only one form. You have to find out who is that person who is claiming that I am in suffering. Who says I am suffering? Atma cannot say, body cannot say, mind also being inert cannot say. Who is selling this? The solution will be always in the form of Jnana Vicharaha. Am I really a person who is limited entity? Am I really a limited entity going through all these struggles? But this deluded person says, I have no time. Solution is always in the form of Vichara only. He says, I am busy in all other activities. He is busy in all other activities other than this Jnana Vichara. And he considers the people who are doing this Jnana Vichara as fools also. They don't have anything to do in the life. They may be they are failures in love affair or something. So they have taken the sannyasa garb. So they have cut their tail. So they advise everybody to cut their tail. Like a monkey which cut their tail. The monkey is advised what? You cut your tail. So they consider this Atma Vichara or Jnana Vichara as waste of time. And they are busy in all other pursuits. Even after coming to religious life, this Ahankara continues. He considers himself as a sadhakaha, a devotee of the Lord. He says, so far I was the devotee of either wealth or sense pleasure, now I am the devotee of Lord. From that standpoint, it is greater achievement. But from the standpoint of the reality, this also is an ignorance. He loves to claim himself as a sadhakaha, loves to postpone his freedom after death. He says, I will practice lot of spiritual practices. After my death, I will travel to Vaikuntha or Shivaloka. So he loves to postpone his moksha and he is afraid of losing his individuality even after going to Vaikuntha or Shivaloka. His idea of moksha is what? He will stay as an individual person, as a devotee of the Lord, with the attitude of serving the Lord. Naturally, you will have jealous or you will have at least one pitiable condition. Somebody is given more opportunity to serve, like Prahlada, Vibhishna. Their devotion is greater than your devotion. So naturally, they will be given more opportunity. Prahlada can touch Bhagavan's feet. Lakshmi Devi can touch Bhagavan's feet, but you cannot be allowed. So then naturally, after going there also, you will think, Hare, what is this? I am pitiable creature. After coming here also, you want to be the same limited individual. That's why in Mandukya Karika, Gaudapada Acharya says, Abhaye Bhaya Darishinaha, Bhaye Abhaya Darishinaha. That which is the source of Bhaya, people are so much comfortable. This individuality is the source of bhaya. It is the source of all delusions, all samsara, all problems of life. So he considers that is a normal life. And abhaye, in reality, he is an all-pervasive entity. Losing his individuality is the source of all abhayam. He considers himself as a source of fear. That's why one acharya used to tell, considering rope as a snake is one type of delusion. Rope is an innocent thing. Abhayavastu. Abhayavastu means it is not a source of danger. It's an innocent thing. But considering it as a snake, as a source of danger, is one type of delusion. That also okay. But considering the snake as the innocent rope, considering the bhaya vastu as the abhaya vastu. All people, they say, we have to live together. Without people in my life, how can I stand alone? Sannyasa means they are afraid of. Even to hear. Why? Because he considers living together with family members, with bank balance, with all the wealth, with property, that is the source of my security. Shastra says, unless you give up this notion, you cannot find out the solution to the problem. Therefore, don't be a person who has abhaye bhaya darshinaha. In Bhagavan, people are afraid. Even with regard to keeping particular type of photos, Krishna, Arjuna, that Gita photo, don't keep. It is a battle photo. If you keep that photo, in your house also there will be a war. Quarrel will be there. Therefore, don't keep. People come and ask me. That's why I am saying. Don't keep Mahabharata in your house, because it is a book of war. Therefore, don't keep. Bhagavan is the source of all happiness and security. But this foolish mind thinks, abhaye bhaya darshina. It finds bhaya. Can I chant this mantra sitting in this direction or in that direction, Swamiji? People ask. So, with regard to all religious practices also, this bhaya continues, and the person wants to continue as a sadhaka as long as he refuses to do this jnana vichara, which is the only possible solution for samsara. He will remain in duality, in parichinnitvam, or in individuality. He cannot claim his nitya muktatvam. Already it is free, it is his nature. He is already free, since he loves to claim himself as a sadhaka. Eternally he wants to be a sadhaka. Eternally he wants to be a sadhaka. He cannot claim himself as a perfect sadhaka also. So if you ask, are you a perfect sadhaka, great devotee? He will say, no, 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 no. Because he knows his mind has a lot of problems. It gets anger. And he says, I am working out that mind to make that mind perfect. Mind can never be perfected. It is going to be always imperfect. Degree only differs. What is the difference between good person and bad person? In bad person, control of the mind is very, very less. In good person, control of the mind is more. But never it is absolute control. So mind will have some issue or the other. Body will have some issue or the other. World and people will have some issue or the other to say that you are lacking something. Body will say, you see, you are telling you are Brahman, but knee problem is there. How can you say Brahman? Are knee problem belong to knee? Knee's problem is knee problem. What does it matter for me? So a person should have that clarity of thinking. That clarity of thinking is possible only by jnana vichara, Vedanta Shastra vichara. So if you identify with any of these things, either with body or with mind or with world and people, their problems become your problem. The result will be eternal samsara. Even if the person comes to Bhagavan also, Bhagavan says, hey, already you are free. All the shastras are the words of Bhagavan only. Bhagavan only says, individual person is free already. He is not at all individual. Because of delusion, he is considering himself as individual. All these are all words of Bhagavan only. Even if Bhagavan says, he will say, you don't know Bhagavan about me. I know about me. He'll say, you don't know. How much Papa I have done, you don't know. How many people I have cheated, you don't know. So he will tell to Bhagavan also. What Bhagavan can do? He cannot do anything. He will say, Dirghayushman Bhava. Dirghayushman Bhava, I told you the meaning. Live long so that you will get lot of chappal beating and broomstick beating, so that you will get maturity, and one time you will understand that you are not the individual. You will have that devotion and ultimately come to the jnana and wisdom, wherein you will find, because in this human body only you can gain this knowledge. No other body is possible. No other place is conducive place for gaining this knowledge. Here we are not handling the situation at all. We leave the situation as it is. It just correct our attitude, our perception with regard to the situation, with regard to the external world, which includes his own body and mind also. That is the only solution. Since this solution is not available for that ignorant person, he considers himself as karta, and he goes through all the samsara problem as bhokta. Therefore he is called vimudhatma, ahankara vimudhatma. Then what is the condition of a jnani will be told in the next shloka, which we will see in the next class.
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय हरये परमात्मने प्रणदक्लेशनाशाय गोविंदाय नमो नमः.